On today's show, a lawyer says he found documents that prove a cover-up at GM. Sales of semis are booming like we've never seen before. And Citroën creates a sensational styling look. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, a day in which everyone in the world is invited to be Irish. But now let's get to the news, because a lawyer is suing General Motors over defective ignition switches because he says he's uncovered documents that prove GM executives knew about that defect years ago and covered it up. Bloomberg reports that attorney Lance Cooper says the documents contradict the findings by independent investigator Anton Valukas, who was hired by GM to determine what the company did wrong. Valukas cited corporate bureaucracy and incompetence. But Lance Cooper says he has emails and documents not included in the Valukas report that prove it was a cover-up. Here's my out-of-line insight. Of course there was a cover-up. Everybody knows that, including GM. That's why it fired 15 employees, including engineers, executives, and lawyers, though GM accused them of neglect and incompetence. But can Cooper prove that GM's top officers were aware of the problem years ago? I find it hard to believe that Valukas would have missed a bombshell like that. As recently as 2 years ago, the Russian car market was a wonder to behold. Sales were booming and automakers were pouring investments into the country. Not anymore. Ever since the war with Ukraine and the sanctions that followed, the Russian car market has collapsed. GM, Ford, and Audi have all temporarily suspended production, and Nissan just announced it's going to do the same. So far this year, sales of cars and light trucks are down 38%. Sales of medium and heavy-duty trucks plummeted 72%, and buses are down 60%, as reported by Ward's. Before this all happened, analysts were predicting the Russian car market would surpass Germany. But now it looks like automakers will be lucky if they even get back to their previous levels by the end of this decade. More news coming right up, right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
In an effort to spur the growth of electric vehicles, the Chinese government is offering big incentives, but that will only grow the segment slightly by 2020, according to a study from Frost and Sullivan. It says EVs will reach 4% of sales by the end of the decade, while gasoline-powered cars will remain the dominant powertrain at nearly 95% of the market. Last week, we showed you technology from Harman that lets everyone in a car listen to whatever they want to hear at the volume they want to set it at. It's all based on noise cancellation technology, and Harman is using that technology to overcome in-cabin noises from lightweighting, because heavier materials dampen noise better, and they're using it to counteract engine downsizing and cylinder deactivation, which also create more noise. But instead of relying on microphones in the cabin to react to that noise, they start much earlier in the process. For example, they measure engine RPM, load, and throttle position to anticipate noise and use sound synthesis to improve the quality. They use accelerometers in the shocks to anticipate impacts and road noise and cancel that noise. Harman claims it can reduce noise by 20 decibels, which is a lot. And they can eliminate low-frequency drones that can induce drowsiness on long trips. Coming up next, big truck sales continue to grow in the U.S., and I'll look at an interesting concept from Citroën.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Our guest is Scott Smith, the program manager on the new Ford Edge. So join me and Gary Vasilash for some of the best insights into what makes this industry run. Car sales in the U.S. in February were not as strong as analysts expected, mainly due to bad winter weather. However, sales of heavy-duty trucks rocketed upward. Ward's reports that Class 7 semis were up 11%, while Class 8s were up nearly 27%. Big truck sales are a leading indicator for the economy, and we have never seen such strong growth in this segment ever. Tatra had one of the most interesting rear window designs to ever hit the streets, but here's a concept from PSA's premium DS brand that caught my eye at the Geneva show. It's called the Divine and features a checkerboard pattern on the roof that leads into three diamond-shaped panels on the back window. While Citroën doesn't give us much information about the car or the panels, it does look like they open and close to help improve aerodynamics. Or maybe this is just one French designer's take on the louvered rear windows that you used to see on Mustangs and Camaros. One thing's for sure, this design really catches your eye. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.